This week we're continuing in Ephesians, and I just want to pick up on something Paul says in Ephesians 5, verses 8 and 9. Paul says, "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light." Now, Jesus is the light of the world. We read that in John 8:12. And Milton describes Satan as the prince of darkness. And although the Bible doesn't actually use this title or form for Satan, it is consistent with how the Bible views darkness and light. The motif of light and darkness is found throughout the Bible, and it has an overwhelmingly spiritual application. So, for example, we read in 1 John 1:5, "This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all." So we're lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We're not practicing the truth. And this is what Paul's picking on here. So what does it mean to be people of the light? What does light do? Well, I just want to suggest a few things. Firstly, light dispels darkness. Do you know darkness actually isn't a thing? It's actually the absence of something. It's the absence of light. So if we want to overcome darkness in this world, or in ourselves for that matter, we don't fight the darkness, we turn on the light. Now, Eleanor Roosevelt is attributed of saying, "It's better to light a candle than curse the darkness." Secondly, light reveals. When you turn on a light, it can reveal two things. It can reveal your actions and it can reveal your location. So when God shines his light on us, what does it reveal about us? John 3, Jesus says, "People love darkness instead of light because their deeds are evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed." Now, this is the light of the truth of the gospel. And in Romans 13, Paul writes, "Let's cast off the work of darkness and put on the armour of light. Let's walk properly as in the daytime." And secondly, it reveals our position. You know, in a dark place, a light will not only reveal our action, but it also reveals where we are. In the war, that was something to be avoided. So we had blackouts so that the enemy bombers wouldn't see cities below. And there are stories of in the First World War of soldiers in trenches giving away their position by lighting cigarettes. You know, living in the light shows your position as a child of God. The next thing is light warns of danger. Think of a lighthouse. It warns of danger. Now, you ignore that at your peril. The danger of the rocks is revealed by the lighthouse. Likewise, we can reveal the danger of not following Jesus simply by shining a light on him. After all, when Jesus says we are the light of the world, he uses a metaphor of a lamp and says, "You don't hide a lamp, you put it in the window and you display it so everyone can see by its light." And lastly, light shows the way. The psalmist says to God, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And Job talks of people who don't follow God and says they grope in the darkness without light and stagger around like drunken men. One of the primary reasons to have a torch in darkness is to light the path and to show the way. Living as a light in the world is one way we show the way to God. So our challenge this week is to decide if and how our light will shine before the people we meet.